KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chew, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. We'll run through those, and then we'll go from there. 94FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, there at Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail down in Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And K4ROW, that's Mr. Richard over in Greenville. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt, he's also in Greenville. And KA2AXQ, that's Mr. Ken, he's over in Pickens. And KG4PFI, that's my big old tall buddy Don, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. And KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack, he's over in Greenville. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, he's in Greenville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill in Anderson. 4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. And KO4RAX, that's Mr. Jim up in Dacusville. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave, he's over in Greer. And KF4RVH, that's Mr. JD, he's over in Berea. And KN4MDA, that's Mr. John N. Lyman. Appreciate all you folks that used the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. Appreciate y'all being with us. Hope all y'all are doing well. We'll move up. Well, before we go to the alphabet, let's go see if we've got any EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve and Inman. I'll be negative and negative, and hope everybody stays cool tonight. Everybody have a nice evening.
4DOS, please check in Whiskey 4, Mike Kilo Hotel, Miss Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. I'll be negative and negative, but I will stay around for the swap meet.
Net control, this is WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'll monitor for a while.
Whiskey 4, November Delta Kilo, W4NDK. Nate, Charlotte, North Carolina. No comments, and I'm in and out.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KN4VWA. That's Mr. Steve up there in Inman. Sorry about that, Steve. Please tell Miss Sue we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And W4MKH, Mr. Marshall. He's down there in Jacksonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Marshall. And WD8RON, Mr. Ed, up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. and W4NDK, and I missed your name. I sneezed while you said your name up there in Charlotte. Give me your name again, please, sir.
My name is Nate, November Alpha Tango Echo.
Appreciate you being with us tonight. Good signal in here from Charlotte tonight. Appreciate you being with us. We'd like to invite you to come back anytime you can. Yeah, have this net every night at 9 p.m., different net controller each night. But we do appreciate you coming in from Charlotte up there this evening. All righty, that's all the Echo Link stations I got, and we'll go up to starting with the alphabet now and the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Mr. Gary. Check in WV4MOU. Ron and Pickens. No traffic. We'll be in and out.
OS. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. WG4MC, Matt Western Greenville County. Be native and native. 7-3, you and all the net. And tell Miss Joy I said hello.
Good evening to WB4MOU, Mr. Ron over in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ron. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt. He's over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt up there at Lake Bowen in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Sounding good. Hope you're doing well. And KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad, and his sweet bride, KO4RYP, Miss Anna. They're up there in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Anna we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, mobile down there in Piedmont tonight on his way to work. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful out there on the mobile. What you need there, Fred?
Hey, Gary, just wanted to check in with you very quickly, at least during that. Is it possible for me to swing by your QTH tomorrow, like 8 a.m., so I can get the item and also ask a bunch of questions?
To say no, 8 o'clock's kind of early. Joy doesn't get up quite that early, Fred. But I should be up around 8:30. That'll be fine.
That kind of work out better for me, if that's okay with you. We can do that.
Not a whole lot better. That would be fine.
KO4NH, back to you, Gary.
Okay, Fred. I'll see you tomorrow about 9 then. You take care. Don't work too hard tonight. And you take it easy and try to stay cool. Our stations in the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
U.S. Kilo 4 Sierra Mike Victor Dale in Ellenboro. And Gary, if you will, take that radio I've been searching for off the swap net. I found one. Appreciate y'all helping me out there, and hope everybody has a wonderful evening. I'll be in and out tonight.
Four DOS. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris, and Liberty, Nanny the Nanny.
4 DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4SMV, Mr. Dale up there in Ellenboro. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Hope you're doing well, and I will remove that item from the swap net. Thanks for letting me know there, young man. I do appreciate it. It helps keep my book straight on this end. Also like to say good evening to KJ4TIQ. That's my neighbor Philip over here in Easley. Philip, hadn't heard you in a long time. Hope you're doing well there, young man. I appreciate you being with us tonight, and hope you're doing well. And also, my other brother by a different mother, KO4QLG, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. And Heaven 1, please check in and out, KI4, ZLW Randy, KJ4, CRL Linda, up in Asheville.
DOS, and AE4VR, Alpha Echo 4, Victor Romeo, Josh, on the outskirts of Possum Kingdom, in Belton tonight, in and out. Thanks.
Echo Zero, Uniform Access. This is Joe up here on Mount Pisgah. I understand it's swap net night. I sent you a couple emails. There, the email of jhurst37@aol.com about a couple of things I wanted to list on the swap net. Haven't heard anything back yet. If you just want to get back to me, I'd appreciate it. Other than that, 73s, and I'll be in and out tonight other than the swap net.
4, DOS. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Yankee X-Ray, KO4ZYX, this is Daniel, down here in Woodruff. I'll be negative and negative, hanging around for the swap net, and would actually like to post a handy on the net, if that's all right. Over.
So, Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu, that's W4WOZ. My name's Rod, and we're in Land Was, and we're negative and negative.
2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KI4BLW, Mr. Randy, and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. And AE4VR, Mr. Josh, down there close to Possum Kingdom, down there around Belton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Josh. And KE0UUX, Mr. Joe, up there at Mount Pisgah. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. And KO4ZYX, that's Mr. Daniel down in Woodruff. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. I'll be back to get your item for the swap net in just a little bit. Appreciate you being here. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over in the Land Was. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. And who was that? Joe, KE0UUX, up there at Mount Pisgah. Joe, I checked my email earlier. I don't know when you sent it, but I'll recheck it to see if I've got those items you were talking about. Over.
This is KE0UUX or K4IDOS. Spam issue or something along those lines. When you call the swap net this evening, I can call back and give you those items if you want. I'm not really sure how this works, but we can definitely do it that way there. I just know email can be a little weird.
Well, I'll be back to you in just a little bit. I'll check my email. I've got two screens up right now. If I take those down, they'll go away when I hit my email. But I don't know why that is. My computer's gone stupid, I guess. But I'll be back to you in just a little bit to get your items for the swap net. I'll check on the Email first, and then I'll let you know if I got it or not. Alrighty, additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Let's move on up to the front of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
DOS? Please check in. November 4, Delta Juliet, Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. No traffic, no comments.
DOS? Gary, Joy, and everybody on the net. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening. KN4CHY, Mr. Keith down in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick in Penrose and Gary. I'll be in and out tonight. Have a good evening. 7-3 is all on the net.
Good evening. KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Hope you're doing well. And, Patrick, I was thinking about you about 12 o'clock today. I said, I wonder where he's at. I started to call you. Should have. Anyway, you take care up there in Penrose. Have a good evening and stay cool. Let's try Echo Link stations again. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, good evening, Gary. If you will, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself on the net. No traffic, no tea. Do be sure and tell me George that we say hello.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KA4PQA. Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And I will relay your message to Joy. She's in the other room watching some TV tonight. Appreciate y'all being with us. Let's go back to the alphabet in the Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Thanks for taking a look at that radio. Thank you.
Hi, Fred. I found out part of the problem. I need to get in touch with Jonathan and see what all he wants programmed in it. But I did get it talking and listening on the same frequency, so it's working fine. He just bumped some buttons.
I thought he put it in a duplex. That's exactly what I thought. He just 116 and 820, that's all. Those two, I know that for a fact. We used to talk, but I think he probably hit duplex. He was listening on UHF and transmitting on VHF.
I got it straightened out, and it's doing its thing now, so it'll be fine. But I'll get it back to him either tomorrow or the next day. Glad you checked on it there, Fred. Not a problem. All righty, going back to roll call, let's move up to the patient group on a Wednesday night. India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. It says 73s for each one of you.
Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. It says 73s for each one of you.
This is Whiskey 4, Juliet Hotel Uniform, W4JHU, Alex in Columbus, negative and negative.
Yes? You and Miss Joy are doing good. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher. Good evening to you and Joy, Gary. Good evening to all the net. No traffic, no comment.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4JHU, Mr. Alex up in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alex. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. And Larry, tell Miss Donna she won the door prize tonight. She made number 50 on my list. Appreciate y'all being with us. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room watching some TV tonight. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. And the net, please check in. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. I'm Shane. I'm at home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table.
DOS. Check in Whiskey, November 4, Sierra. Chris and Lima, no traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on net.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Net would like to say good evening to N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, up here at home in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Hope you're doing well. And WN4S, Mr. Chris. He's over in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. We got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, we'd like to thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go to the rag chew afterwards. Stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had a couple of folks with items for the swap net. We'll grab those first, and then we'll go from there. First one up is KE0UUX, Mr. Joe up there at Mount Pisgah. Joe, I went back and checked my email and didn't have anything from you there, young man. What you got for us?
Well, this is KE0UUX. I have two items for sale this evening. An Astron power supply, 12 amps, and the second item is a 2-meter base station, Kenwood 201B, with a TU, able to access the net. Those are my two items there.
Joe, you have an Astron power supply. That's a 13.8 volt, 12 amp power supply. How much do you want for it?
$50.
You have a Kenwood I guess that's a TS-201B or maybe two. I don't know what that is. Is it TS or TM or what? Anyway, it's a Kenwood 201B 2-meter base station. What would you like for it?
Yes, I would like 120 with that as well, and I would like to also add that I have a power cable for that Kenwood 201B radio.
You would like $120 for the Kenwood 201B, and you do have a power cable for it. Is that it?
Yes, sir, that's it.
How can the folks get in touch with you? You know, like an email address or a phone number or whatever?
Roger, I can provide my phone number and my email for you. My phone number is going to be area code 518-418-6786. And my J, which is my first initial, Hirsch, H-I-R-S-C-H. 37 at AOL.com.
I got part of your phone number and part of your email address. It was my fault, not yours. Joe, I use a mechanical pencil. My point broke. By the time I clicked it to push the lead back out, you done gone on. I got your phone numbers, area code 518-418, and give me the last four.
Going to be 6786.
786. Got your phone number and your email address. I missed the very first part of it. It's Hirsch, H-I-R-S-H 37 at AOL.com. I think you said the first part was a J. Is that right?
Yeah, it's going to be J-H-I-R-S-C-H 37 at AOL.com.
I got it listed. Appreciate you being with us. Anyone need any fields on either of these items that Joe just listed? He listed an Astron 12-amp power supply for $80 and a Kenwood 201B 2-meter base station with a power cable for $120. Does anyone need any fields? Now, Joe, we'll run these for a few weeks. When you sell these items, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can take them off my book here and keep my book straight. The next one up is KO4ZYX, Mr. Daniel, down there in Woodruff. Daniel, what can we do for you tonight there, young man?
KO4ZYX, I've got a Anytone D878UV. GPS DMR handheld, everything from the factory, including factory box, charging dock, and programming cable. Looking to get $120, whether it be face to face or shipping. Over.
Let me see if I got this. You have for sale an Anytone D878UV DMRHT. It comes with the charger, the box, the manual, the programming software, and you would like $120 for it so far.
That is affirmative. Contact information would be via text or telephone call at 864-497-4495. Over.
Got your phone number is 864-497-4495. A text or voice, is that correct?
Thanks, sir. Thank you very much.
Does anyone need any feels on this Anytone D878UV DMRHT that Daniel just listed? Right now, Daniel, but I'll run this for a few weeks. When you sell this item, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can keep my book straight. Do we have anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. Have any additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in and out Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor. That's KO4EYB. The name is David. I'm in Whitmire. 73.
Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie, KC4YLC. I'm the other David in Whitmire. I'll be in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Control. Control, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie 1, mobile in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but just listening. 73.
KI4DOS. Mobile, Bowling Springs, still negative and negative.
November 1, X-ray radio, radio. Michael, I'm mobile in Greer tonight. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you, Gary.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, like to say good evening, KO4EYV, Mr. David, down there in Whitmire. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And KC4YLC, the other David down there in Whitmire. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And David, I believe I got that backwards. I said you got your call first. I think you were the other David is the other David. Anyway, appreciate both you fellas being with us tonight. I'm just having some fun. Y'all take care. Come back as often as you can. Also like to say good evening to WA4KC. That's my buddy Juan out there mobiling around Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. You be careful out there on the mobile. And W4NGU, Mr. Phil. He's also mobile, but he's mobile over around Bowling Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Phil. You be careful out there on the mobile as well. And N1XRR, that's Mr. Michael. He's also mobile. He's mobile over around Greer someplace. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Michael, and you be careful out there on the mobile as well. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us. Let's try EchoLink stations again. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. He dropped off the screen. I don't know where he went, but I don't guess he wanted to check in with us. All righty, let's see if we have any other check-ins before we start the reading of the SwapNet book. Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. First item we got up on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, let's see here. Is looking for, got a fellow looking for a tri-band 2-meter 220 440 mobile antenna. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a TYT390UV DMRHT. He has a charger, an extra battery, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a GE 6-meter transceiver. This thing has got a separation cable on it. It's got a control head, and then it's got a great big piece, the body of the machine itself. And they would like $130 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. A fellow has two dual band mag mount 2-meter 440 antennas. They would like $10 each for these antennas. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. A fellow has two Motorola Radius M1225. They would like $100 each for these Motorola Radius M1225s. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Motorola PM400. They would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT990. That's an HF transceiver. He has a Yaesu MD1 desk mic, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS790A. That's a tri-band, 2 meter, 440, 1200, all mode base station. It would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a ICOM IC27H. That's a 2 meter transceiver. He would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Set him up is for sale. It's a heat kit HW101 with a digital display. He has the SB300 receiver and a D104 microphone. All of it for $300. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a community duplexer. Now, you can put two or three or four repeaters to one antenna with this thing. They would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS590SG. He says this thing is like brand new. He has the box, the manual, the microphone, the power cord, and he would like $1,150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Right here to see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. And Gary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Greenville, and we'll all be negative and negative.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick. And his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all over in Greenville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Rick, how's Lorena coming along? She progressing well?
Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. She's actually making pretty good progress, more than the doctor had expected her to. So she's was up and walking a little bit today. Still can't quite connect the dots cognitively, but she's getting there.
It's absolutely marvelous. Already up and walking. Tell her that... Again, she's still on our list, and to keep improving the way she's doing, she'll be home in no time. Good, appreciate y'all taking the time to check in with us and giving us an update on Miss Lorena. Rick, appreciate y'all being here, and again, y'all stay cool and don't let Miss Lorena overdo it. she might be like my wife. My wife's a little hard-headed. She gets in there sometimes and don't know when to slow down. Anyway, you take care and tell her we said hello. That's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS430. It has a Kenwood MC50 microphone that goes with it, and he would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. Fella has two pieces of T6 2-inch OD aluminum mast pipe. They're 24 feet long. That T6 has a quarter of an inch thick wall, and he would like $185 each for these 24 feet of 2-inch mast pipe. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT-736R. That's a 2-meter 440 all-mode base station. Has a built-in power supply. They would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a recent HYS TC-978. That's an SDR transceiver. They would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Tentec Omni 6 Plus. Comes with a power supply, and they would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Last item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Tentec Triton 4. That's a digital model, 544, and they would like $438 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks when you sell these items. If you don't mind, let me know. That way I can keep my book straight on this end. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS.
Hello? Please check in. Whiskey X-ray 4 Delta Alpha Tango WX4DAT. Danny, I'm over here in Gastonia. And I'll stick around with you. No control. Please copy Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel. That is K9OH. Billy and my wife Nancy Kilo November 4 Delta Bravo Quebec. We're both in Anderson this evening. We'll be in and out. Good evening to you, Gary, and all on the net 73 on.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to WX4DAT. That's Mr. Danny up there in Gastonia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. Hope you're doing well. Be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And K9OH is Mr. Billy and his sweet bride, KN4DBQ. Miss Nancy, they're down there in Anderson. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Billy. Tell Nancy we said hello. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. First up on a nice, clean, shiny, dry stump, it's overly warm. That would be Mr. Chad, KO4NUE, over there in Campobello. Chad, what have you and Miss Anna been up to today there, young man?
This is KO4NUE. Hey, Gary, how are you? Just want to drop by and talk with you for a few minutes and just tell you that we, you know, not a lot going on here, I guess. I did get my Ringo Ranger 2 put up today. And I also managed to get this ICOM. Got some repeaters put in it. And I'm talking to you on it now, and we'll know if you give me a signal report, please.
Thank you. Got a little bit of that. It's perfectly readable. Not any problems with it whatsoever. But that's the Mark 2G. Well, since you've had it hooked up, have you had any more problems with it like you were having before?
I think so. It's still got a little bit of rush to it, but I don't know. I've been around a couple of these things already, and I think they, that's just part of the way the radio does, I guess. But you know, I transmitted, well, a couple months ago. I was up at the deer camp, and it was doing something awful on transmit. So I'm assuming that's straightened out, right?
It sounds like the more you talk, the better it gets. when you first started, it had a little hash in the background, but that last transmission was absolutely perfect. Tell you, wasn't no problems at all with it.
Yeah, but a little bit of hash on your signal in and out. I think I'm not sure if that's the radio or the repeater and all. But at any rate, not a lot going on here. We just kind of messed around in house today and did some chores, this, that, and other. But the rain came, I don't know, it was 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm going to tell you, after that rain came, it just got brutal outside. It was just so muggy and humid. My goodness, and this not even July yet.
Could have sent that rain over this way. We didn't get a drop here. We had thundering and lightning all around us, below us, and that sort of thing. We didn't get a drop, but I do imagine it felt like a sauna over there, a sauna. Say that right. After it rained, because it's as hot as it's been, that's the way it really gets. You know, the humidity is bad enough, but when it rains, it just makes it that much worse, it seems like. But I'm glad you got a little rain. We didn't get any over here.
Yesterday I spent a couple of hours out in the garden with the hoe, trying to get the garden straightened out. Daddy's been sending me some hidden messages with the hoe, letting me know I need to hoe it. So I got out there and hoed most of it, I thought. And then I woke up this morning. Evidently got a little bit of rain last night during the night sometime. And all the weeds I'd missed was, you know, perked up and, you know, so I had to go back over it again. So I'll keep working at it. Tomato plants look really good. I got them poked back in the baskets, and peppers are doing pretty good. We lost all of the cucumber and squash to the deer. They just wiped out, you know, everything but the peppers and the tomatoes. Ain't much I can do about that, I guess. But I'm real pleased with the tomatoes. I'm doing real good with them.
All of our tomato plants are looking just absolutely marvelous out there. I tell whoever you got them from that they are really doing well. Got tomatoes on several of them. None of them ripe, ready to eat yet, but that's the way that goes. Chad, I don't know if you've ever done this or not, and I got a neighbor over here down the street, and he has some just old white plastic bags, you know, like you get at the grocery store, but they're white. You might get them at Walmart or someplace like that. Anyway, he's got those tied out there in his garden. And he was out in the yard, and I stopped and asked him, his name's Larry. I said, Larry, I said, what are you doing with them plastic bags out there in your garden? He said, believe it or not, it keeps the deer out.
Okay. All right. Well, I will, I'll give that a holler next year. It's a little late this year, but my grandmother lived up in before she passed away on the farm up in Pickens. She'd always plant a little extra, and she'd say, "Well, you know, those are God's creatures; they got to eat too, so I plant extra for them." But I don't have it to spare here. We've just got a little small garden, and you know, everything counts. But I will consider that for next year. I got to do something because they took every cucumber we had, every one of them.
Would that definitely be sad? I hate that for you. I really do. I know how it is when the animals get out there and get in your garden. We had one year we planted ours, and when the corn popped up, I don't know if it was rabbits or what, but whatever got in the garden and ate it, every one of them, they went right down the road. They were up about 2, maybe 3 inches, and they ate everything. But that's the way it goes. Hang on just a minute there, Chad. I got an echo link station. Let me see if I can grab this echo link station. I'm afraid he'll drop out on me. Echo link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Out there, Chad. Thought that might happen, but anyway, that's KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with NUE, Mr. Chad, up there in Campobello. But Chad, I've been busy here at the house in the radio room and in the ham shack today. You wouldn't believe it. You won't recognize the place. You can actually see my workbench.
KO4NUE, I gotta ask, what did you do with it? Because that's a nice workbench. I've only seen, like, you know, 3 or 4 inches of it. But what did you do with all that stuff?
Put it where it belonged, you know, where it's supposed to be. Instead of my workbench being a catch-all, I packed everything up. You know, I had all the battery-operated tools that were sitting over there. I put them back in the bag, and at first I charged the batteries up and then put it all, you know, put them back in the bags and things and put them where they go. And now, here's another thing, though. When I go back to find out, find what I'm looking for, it's going to be hard to find because it's where it belongs. And I know that it was all laying out before. So, anyway, I had some tools in there that went out in my toolbox out in the barn, and I carried those out there. And I just packed up, put away, and put it back where it was supposed to be for a change. You know, I had cleaning kits and all kinds of other stuff laid out over there. Everything but what I needed to have. And then late this afternoon, Fred, W4FCM's son and daughter-in-law, came by and dropped his radio off. His dad could hear him, but he couldn't hear his dad talking, or vice versa, whatever. I don't know how it was working, but found out what he had done, and he had bumped a couple of buttons, and he's got this SICOM 2350 dual band thing. I think he was transmitting on UHF or maybe he was transmitting on VHF and receiving on UHF, but he couldn't hear his dad. But anyway, I about got it straightened out, and I'll get it programmed in there and put the frequencies in memory. And that way, hopefully, if he bumps them again, it won't be so hard to find again.
Is you get those mixed up, get them all split, and it's well, from what I know about ICOM, I just got one here in Ham Shack. Everything else is Yaesu. But just a different kind of menu tree, you know. But Gary, let me back up for a minute. Let me tell you what I'm doing with all of my, you know, resistors and tools and parts and this, that, and the other. So we got a bedroom closet here in the bedroom, and it's full of, you know, ham stuff, and most of it's, well, all the ham stuff is mine, but it's, you know, taking up space for the clothes. And I said that, you know, hey, we're gonna have to do something about this, because you ain't got nowhere to put the clothes. So I figured out what I'm gonna do. All them extra pocketbooks she's got, I'm gonna put the resistors and the capacitors and all of the RF chokes in the pocketbooks. And all the extra pair of shoes she's got, I'm gonna put my screwdrivers and wrenches. What do you think about that?
She must not be in the room listening to what you just said.
Over to her mama's, putting her to bed.
This much. But it sounds like a good idea. It would work. The only problem is you'd have to label the pocketbook so you'd know which pocketbook had what in it.
I don't know that much about pocketbooks, but I figured the expensive ones are the leather ones. The leather ones hold, you know, capacitors, and I've got a couple of inductors, so I might put them in there and put the resistors and other things in the cloth pocketbooks. No, that sounds like a good compromise to me. What do you think?
It would work for me in that situation for a little while, but my wife, and I'm sure yours is the same way, she decides to go in there and swap pocketbooks or change shoes. And the first time she stubbed her toe on a screwdriver or a wrench, I reached up to get a pocketbook that she wanted to carry, and it wasn't empty, so she could take the stuff out of what she was carrying and put it in it. I believe that iron frying pan stuff had come out.
You're right. I think you are 100% right. Oh, man. Gary, I'm going to let you go. I do want to, if you got just a second, I want to switch over to this Ringo Ranger and let you listen to it real quick before I let you go, before I get in trouble. She's due back over here any minute, so I need to get off on another topic. But I'm going to switch over to this Ringo real quick, and I'll be right back. Why don't you tell me what you hear, okay?